Vessels for Change is a collaborative art project to support Berkshire Immigrant Center. In October, over 60 Berkshire area artists joined their creative forces to make 100 hand-painted ceramic mugs in support of the Berkshire Immigrant Center. They ended up with 115 amazing vessels, all of which have been reserved through donation. The project culminates in a celebration at Bright Ideas Brewing on the Massmoka campus in North Adams, Massachusetts, on Wednesday, November 15th from 7 to 9. That's where you all come in because you're welcome to attend the big celebration. We are joined by the director of the Berkshire Immigrant Center, Brooke Mead. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Ceramic artist, potter, and Vessels for Change organizer Stephanie Boyd is here. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Excellent. Good to have you here. And we also welcome volunteer and artist Laura Christensen. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right. So let us begin with Stephanie and how this whole project came about.
Well, this project started last year shortly after the clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia. I just felt that I needed to do something for our community, and I had some mugs that I'd made sitting on my shelf, and I made a little Facebook video and offered up the mugs for sale for $100, promising to send the money to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I was quite amazed that within, 2 hours or so, all the mugs were sold. And I said, that was pretty cool, but we really need to do something a little bit bigger. So I rounded up 4 or 5 friends, and we threw around some ideas and decided that we could probably make 100 mugs together and ask our artist community to be involved with painting them. And at the time, we thought, maybe 30 people would participate. And before you know it, we had, 60 or 70 artists saying they wanted to be involved with the project and wanted to do something. And that just went fabulously. So we're doing it again. And I'd just like to make a little correction that we haven't committed all of our mugs for this year, that there are still a handful left. So I think that might have been a press release from last year that anyway, there are still a few left. And if people are interested in participating.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. That's great.
It's good.
Well, how many are left?
There are about 9. And there may be a few more. We have to wait till we see.
So you have vessels in front of you.
We do.
So tell me what I need to know about these.
Well, these are vessels created by several different potters. We'll start with this one and different artists. So this one was, the mug was made by Amrita Lash of Amrita Lash Pottery.
Yep.
And it was painted by Amy Podmore, who is an artist and professor of art at Williams College.
And there are feet on it.
There are feet on it. One of the fun things that I've been doing is on Instagram, I'll do little artist profiles because I want to learn more about the artists.
Yes.
And so if you look at Amy's art, she often does installations that involve putting feet on walls outside buildings. And these mugs, this mug here in particular, is very reflective of the work that she does as her.
So is there a political social statement in the feet?
That I don't know. We didn't ask our artist.
Because I'm seeing one if I want to.
You can.
In the Rorschachian world, I see something here if I want to.
And artwork takes on a life of its own.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Is any of your work represented here?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe Stephanie made this mug, right?
Yes.
And then I went to her studio and painted on it. And it's the first time I've ever painted on a mug.
And how was that, Laura?
It was interesting. I was really nervous about how it was going to turn out because when you put this paint, this underglaze on the mug, it looks different after it's fired. And I sketched out ideas ahead of time. I spent like 3 hours painting it with guidance from Stephanie.
So we have, it seems like we have a turbulent sea with mountains in the background and beautiful clouds up in the sky.
Right.
I'd like to point out that it took Laura 2 years to work up the nerve.
Yeah,
to paint
the
mug.
I didn't paint a mug last year. I just helped with the organization of Vessels for Change.
And also that so much goes, we were just saying it's at least 3 hours a mug. So there's hundreds
total.
And hundreds of hours of community goodwill and service happening here.
So now, if people want to still commit to a mug, they can commit to a mug. And then either way, they can get one and they can fill it up with beer.
Exactly. So the mugs are given out randomly.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's not like I can...
You can pick.
All right.
We just seemed that was just a little bit too complex.
So if I'm like... Okay.
So you come to Bright Ideas on November.
So if I want feet, that's just by random.
Or you can trade afterwards.
Okay.
So you come to Bright Ideas on.
You have a trade. Have a do that out in the parking lot.
You can contact an artist as well and ask for a replica. Yeah.
Sure.
You come to Bright Ideas on November 14th and you draw a number for your mug and you get a free craft beer. And a nice celebration, and you get to meet the artists, and it's really the event is a lot of fun, and the mug is a gift for your donation.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, because this one looks like it would be like a bowl of beer.
This guy,
no,
yeah.
This one right here. Look at that. That's great. There's a human in there.
There's a human in there. That Carl Mullen is the artist on that one. That's a pinched mug that I also made. And Carl does some very wonderful art. This mug really represents the type of art that he does on a more two-dimensional surface.
And then on the bottom it says, holding on to hope. I read political social statement into that as well.
Since when is welcoming political Joe?
Well, holding on to hope, for God's sakes. And then what does this one say?
That one is really for your morning.
I'm not a bitch. I'm just getting stuff done. All right. Well, excellent. I see the political statement there, too. All of this goes for the Berkshire Immigrant Center. And give us a sense. Of course, we had you on several months ago at kind of the height of some of the great concerns that we had over immigration, which, of course, have continued.
Yes.
And how has that impacted your day-to-day existence at the center?
Well, you know, Joe, it really hit home to me when I saw a timeline of this administration's anti-immigrant proposals and regulations, because there have been over 45 since January 25th, 2017. And so certainly I think it could be argued that there's some dark times for immigrants and refugees. However, as we were all saying, and fear can be part of human nature, think the overarching emotion that has come toward us has been love and compassion. And that has definitely been evidenced by this group, Vessels for Change. This is our second year, who approached us and said, can we raise money for you? Which is just wonderful and amazing and crazy, right? But totally people standing up and saying, this is not who we are as a country. We are a welcoming country. We're a welcoming community and county. Stephanie is originally from Canada herself as a naturalized U.S. citizen. And so, you know, firsthand, we see the impact every day of what immigrants are doing in our country and community. And so I think that even though we're hearing a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric, most Americans are welcoming and definitely respectful of their immigrant heritage and know the role that immigrants play here.
So with fundraisers like this, what are you able to do? What are you able to do in the Berkshires? What are you able to do for the people that need these services?
You know, well, certainly we do depend on the goodwill and support of our community to be able to meet the ever-expanding need of services. As you pointed out, Joe, obviously, the more heightened things are, the more work that we have to do to get the facts out and to dispel myths. But also this year, we've slightly expanded some of our citizenship services as more and more people who are longtime permanent residents are wanting to become U.S. citizens and vote or finally taking that step. And so we really depend on things like this. It's amazing to be able to then, you know, keep up with helping our new community members to integrate, which, again, just helps them to be able to give back in the ways that they already do.
Give us a sense of what it's like putting this all together.
Stephanie's really the head and tells us what to do, which is great. But it's a lot of organizing people. And but it gives all these people an opportunity to do something of compassion. And that's the big thing to me, is that you want to make a difference. And this gives so many people an opportunity to do so. But I bet Stephanie can say more about what it takes to put it all together.
You know, I think just what it takes is caring. There's a little bit of organizing with 70 artists and five or so ceramic studios that all this work is going on. But I think what's really important is the message that we wanted to give to our community. It's not just about the dollars, but that so many people really care. I think if when we just look at the news, we get the feeling that we're living in very negative times, when really most of the people in this country care about their neighbors and their community. And this is a way for a really big group of people to say, you know, we're with you.
The reaction last year, I guess I'm trying to get a sense of, has there been a different reaction to this event last year versus this year, given what we've gone through as a country over the last 12 months?
Yeah, I think we're in a different spot. Last year, amazingly, we sold the 100 mugs in 10 days. This year, it's been a little slower, and I think part of it is, you know, it's not a novelty this year, but also we're, you know, more distracted with election issues and all kinds of things. So I think people are just being pulled in many, many different directions. But the event will be sold out by the night of, and, you know, people are still very supportive and really think that it's a good project. We've had more artists say, hey, I want to be a part of this. It's yeah. a really good way for, it has been a good way for people to do something positive.
And it's helped raise our profile in the community, I yep. think. So, I mean, I think, you know, obviously part of it is about people sending this message of welcoming and feeling involved and feeling empowered. And part of it is certainly about dollars to help people coming in. But another part is really having these conversations and drawing awareness to the issues and to the Berkshire Immigrant Center. And that's been amazing. And so it's not just about dollars, obviously. And so this has been a lovely project for us, and has really introduced us to people who didn't maybe necessarily know about our services and are really like, that's great. I had no idea that was in the county.
And the other really cool thing is that other projects have sprung up when they've seen what we've been able to accomplish. For example, South County Potters got together and did a project last year called Mugs for Mothers, and they donated their money to Multicultural Bridge. So I think that's a really important element, too, is that we are able to inspire other groups to do similar projects. We've had articles written about us in the National Ceramics Press, and we'll also be featured at a National Ceramics Conference. So I think getting more and more people to use their talents and interests to speak about issues in our country is important.
Give us a quick rundown of how the evening will work.
People arrive around 6 o'clock at Bright Ideas Brewing on the Massmoka campus, and we check them in and give them a beer ticket, and they draw a number for their mug. There'll be some time for socializing. The mugs will all be displayed, and that's a really fun time to do the oohs and ahs. And we'll have, you know, a few thank yous, and then give people their mugs, and then they can trade if they like. But it's really fun to meet other people. Last year, everybody wanted to meet who made my mug, who painted my mug, and so it really brings the community together. Even artists who have been living and working in the area for years get to meet their colleagues. So it's just like a big house party.
That's awesome. The Vessels for Change celebration will take place November 15th from 7 to 9 at Bright Ideas Brewing on the Massmoka campus in North Adams, Massachusetts. And all of this, of course, for the Berkshire Immigrant Center. You can find out more information by looking at a link, which we have on our site, posted along with this interview, wamc.org/roundtable. Brooke Mead, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Keep doing great work, and thank you for sharing with us. It's always good to have you here.
Thanks for supporting us.
Stephanie Boyd, Laura Christensen, thank you very much for putting this wonderful event together and for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Have a delightful November 15th. Again, you can find out more by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Links will be posted there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.